China's TikTok tells workers impacted by Los Angeles wildfires to take sick days. By Lucas Nolan on January 10, 2025. China's TikTok is facing backlash for its policy towards employees in the Los Angeles area who are being impacted by the devastating wildfires ravaging the region. TechCrunch reports that as wildfires rage across the greater Los Angeles area, burning over 45 square miles, destroying more than 1,300 structures, and forcing nearly 180,000 people to evacuate, TikTok's LA-based employees are being told to use their limited personal and sick days if remote work is not possible. The social media giant's Los Angeles office remains closed due to power outages caused by high winds, but the company has yet to provide adequate support for its staff during this natural disaster, despite the fact that many are at risk of losing their homes to the fire. According to employee sources at TikTok, the company's workforce in the region is spread across the broader LA area, with some commuting hours to get to the office. Many of these employees' homes are currently without power, Wi-Fi, or both, making it challenging to work remotely. Some staff members may even be under evacuation orders themselves. None of this matters to the Chinese company. Despite the dire circumstances, TikTok leadership has informed LA staff that the days the office is closed will be considered work-from-home days, unless individual team leaders decide otherwise. Employees who cannot work from home due to power or Wi-Fi outages, or those under evacuation orders, are being asked to use their precious personal or sick time to account for the days they need to take off. TikTok's LA employees are allotted 10 paid sick/personal PSSL days per year, in addition to 15 paid time off PTO days, if they were hired before June. These days are highly valued, as the company's strict return to office policy mandates that employees work from the office a minimum of 3 days per week. If an employee runs out of PSSL hours, they must either borrow from next year's allotment or use their PTO time instead. The company's PSSL policy documentation does not specifically mention that the time can be used for natural disasters, such as the wildfires currently affecting the region. Instead, it outlines that employees can use the time for physical or mental health conditions, caring for a family member with a health condition, or if the office is closed by public officials due to a public health emergency involving exposure to infectious agents, biological toxins, or hazardous materials. Some internal messages reviewed by TechCrunch reveal that TikTok's response to the disaster has been somewhat tone-deaf, with a business-as-usual approach despite the scale of the emergency. One lead, for example, reached out to an employee without power for a status update on their work. While TikTok leaders have stressed that employees should prioritize their safety and well-being, asking staff to worry about using personal days if they can't work from home seems to contradict this sentiment. The company has directed employees to contact the Employee Assistance Program, EAP, or their HR representative if they are told to evacuate. In response to the publication of the TechCrunch article, TikTok issued a statement claiming that any communications telling LA employees to use personal time if they can't work from home due to the wildfires, power outages, or internet issues must be a misunderstanding. However, screenshots of TikTok HR's communications to staff seen by TechCrunch contradict these claims. Read more at TechCrunch here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.